Hello, friends. This is the second hour of the Out of This World radio program with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW in Bellevue, Washington, on 1150 AM, just outside Seattle in the United States and North America, on planet Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. During the first hour, I interviewed a fascinating, wonderful animal psychic named Darcy Parisio. She's incredible, and I've learned, every time I talk to her, I always learn so much. And I think that pets are part of the circle of love around us, and they are always with us. I know this is true because during her interview was being played, the entire studio here lit up like a bright light. I'm serious. It's kind of a cloudy day outside here in Seattle, but I could feel the bright light coming in. It was beautiful. During this second hour, I'll be giving free psychic readings to anyone who calls in on the studio line. You can call in at area code 425-373-5527. That's anywhere. You can call in. If you're dialing from outside the United States, the country code for the U.S. is 001. Our toll-free number here in the studio in Western Washington is 1-888-298-5569. You can also email me as well if you can't call in. My email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. All I ask is that you give a donation of anything. It can be small if you're broke. Give a dollar to the Emoto Peace Project or more so they can help pay for angel water to these beautiful children of Fukushima so they won't get cancer. Donations can be made of one of three ways. They can be sent by PayPal to my radio address, which is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can email me and I can send you an invoice. They can be sent also directly to the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo using PayPal at this address on their website at www.emotopeaceproject.net. That's E-M-O-T-O, peaceproject.net. And they can also finally be sent to me at this address, Ted Marr, M-A-H-R, 1347 Deer Brush Drive, Southeast Olympia, Washington, 98513. 100% of all monies collected today will be given directly to the Emoto Peace Project for their Angel Water project. Let me explain a little bit about I Work before we start, and we've got lots of calls. Sarah, you'll be the first one there on the line, followed by Cynthia, Ben, and Renee. So please hold on. I've been on a spiritual path for the last 21 years when I was first exposed to the other side, and I asked for spiritual enlightenment and with the help of my spirit guides and angelic family. And since that time, I've been giving many tests to make sure I was receiving messages from the other side. So it's now just as easy for me to talk to the other side as it is to talk to people in this third dimension. So with that, I'd love to take our first call named Sarah, and then it'll be followed by Cynthia, Ben, and Renee. So please hold on. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ted.
It's so nice to have you here today.
Thanks. Do I just start by asking my question?
Well, you can focus in on whatever you'd like to focus on. Just remember that you're being heard in over 60 countries around the world, as well as 90% of the 3.1 million people in Seattle and Puget Sound, and another 4 or 5 million up in Victoria, Canada. Not
okay.
Very many people, but they'll be nervous.
I'm going through a divorce, and the last 2 years have been pretty, I felt like my life has been on hold.
Okay.
I've got a few options, kind of crossroads ahead of me. Can you tell me what you see in my life?
Well, the first thing I picked up immediately when you said that is that, do you still have feelings for your husband?
Probably a little.
Okay, well, what I'm getting is that I know divorces are difficult situations for people, the feelings and the love that you had for your husband, of course, you had some problems, of course, and I think it was the spirit guides are telling me that it was a good thing you did get divorced. Sometimes people just grow apart and they need to get divorced, and it can be a good thing for both parties. But you still have feelings for them, and I can see them still being attached to him in that way. And what you said just now was very telling, in that you said that you're kind of like in a holding pattern. And you're in a holding pattern, Sarah. I picked that up because you still have feelings for your husband, and it's hard for you to move on. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's been difficult for you to move on.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. I think you're going to need some more time also. Was it a bitter divorce? Did you have a lot of arguments?
No, not at all. We're friends.
Okay, well, that's nice.
The divorce isn't final yet, but when I said I was in a holding pattern, I meant that the divorce has been taking so long.
Right, right.
I mean, the feelings, part is true also, but that's what I meant.
Well, I used years ago, I used to do divorce law, and I tell you, the way that the divorce laws are set up in the United States, it's built into the system for adversary fighting. I mean, it's ridiculous. Here you have a couple who at one point loved each other enough to get married and perhaps have children, and then you run them through the American legal system, and everybody gets fighting, and it's this adversarial thing. And all it benefits, from my own personal experience, it benefits the lawyers who make a lot of money off those kinds
of
fights. Exactly. And so whereabouts, you live in Klickitat, is that right?
I did, very close to Trout Lake.
Okay. Well, there's something I want to tell you, and that's that other states and other countries are far more progressive than our system here in the United States, which focuses so much on fighting all the time. It's just ridiculous. In Oregon, for example, in Portland, they have mandatory mediation for people where they actually bring a social worker in and they try to resolve the issues, which I think is a really good idea in Multnomah County. Washington's court systems are still focused much on the adversary method. I know that there are some counties here in the state, in Washington state, that do encourage people to do mediation. They try to sit down, but it's not just not to the extent. And doesn't work well. If you started your divorce 2 years ago, I guess a good question is asked is why is it going on so long?
Well, no, we were separated for a year, and then the divorce has just been for the last year. Well, he works for the government, and dealing with his retirement, that has just lengthened everything.
Okay.
You know, we had to agree on how his retirement was going to be split and spent, and I mean, it was just on and on and on.
Sure. He probably...
him dragging it out, too, because he just couldn't get around to doing it.
I see. Well, he's had a hard time letting go, too. That's what I'm getting on the other side.
Okay.
Some people are meant to be friends, but they're not meant to be married. you know what I mean? I'm picking up he still cares deeply for you. Actually, what you guys may want to do is just spend some quality time together talking out the issues. Has his attorneys kept filing motions after motions to drag things out, or is it just?
I think it's basically just because he hasn't been able to do what he needs to do on his end.
I see. Well, the fact that you're still in the holding pattern, I'm getting from the other side that he's having a hard time letting go too. So,
well, that's really funny because we're both dating someone else.
Well, no, I mean feelings or emotions are not exactly color cut sometimes.
Yeah,
and there's still a part of you with him, and he's got a part of you in you as well. So it's mutual. I think it would be really useful to sit down with, if you can't do it among yourselves, find somebody, a trusted family friend maybe, or a counselor where you can sit down and talk about these issues in a really loving and harmonious way. And keep the lawyers out of it. All they're going to do is run up your bills and have a bunch of court battles.
I've seen that. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Of course, yeah.
I'm starting a business, and I'm just wanting to know if you see this as a successful endeavor or not.
They're saying, I see it's going to be a very successful endeavor, but they want you to do your research and take a look at other people who've done the same thing so you don't repeat any mistakes. And if you're going to be doing it there and where you're living, maybe check out another town where people are doing what you'd like to do so you can learn from their mistakes.
Okay.
Before you make them and learn the hard way.
Do you see me retiring, taking early retirement?
I get a yes.
Okay,
Within 5 years, I see that.
Oh, I was hoping next year.
They said it's up to you.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. One more. The guy that I'm seeing right now, do you see that as a long-term relationship?
I'm seeing some problems with him.
Okay.
That he hasn't told you about.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'm getting. I'm just the messenger here. I'm just the telephone.
Oh, Raph, give me the whole thing.
I can't do it on the air. Send me an email. I don't just feel... I'm getting into areas I don't feel comfortable discussing with people over 60 countries around the world.
Yeah. All right. Well, I've taken up enough of your time. Thank you so much.
Just send me a follow-up email. And if you can, I appreciate just a small donation or whatever you'd like to donate.
Well, I definitely will.
To the Moto Peace Project. So you got you've got the email addresses and my address as well, I assume.
I do, Ted. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Good luck to you. Bye-bye. Bye. We have Cynthia on the line now, followed by Ben and Renee. And our phone number for people who'd like to call in at the studio here is 425 425- 1-888-373-5527. Our toll-free number here in Western Washington is 1-888-298-5569. You can also email me at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Looks like we're getting in some more calls. Good, good. I'd love to be of service to people. Cynthia, hi there. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you. How are you today?
Okay, and that was a lovely interview with the woman, the animal psychic. That was very uplifting. That was really good to hear.
Wasn't she wonderful? Now,
yeah.
I'm starting my new television program. We had a on February 14th, 2016.
Uh-huh.
I had an hour-long telephone conference with about, I don't know how many people, I think four or five other people were on the line yesterday, about 6 p.m., and we're having another planning meeting on Sunday. So things are moving along very, very quickly on it. We'll be starting on February, Valentine's Day, and I've already selected two of my first guests, and it'll be Darcy Parisio,
uh-huh.
who you just heard today,
yep.
as well as Deborah Spelfox. Who's a wonderful
okay.
love counselor and numerologist. And I'm picking both of those folks because they are so good, and their practice, what they do, is based totally on love. And Valentine's
yeah.
Day is a love day, so I thought, well, that's a great way to kick it off. So just stay tuned. As details emerge, that we'll post them on my website. But
no, that's great, because I think animals come into play a lot more in our life here.
Oh, yeah.
And realized,
oh.
Especially with changes and passing over, and they have things to tell us that we just need to listen to.
Well, if you've ever seen an animal and you've seen your pet, a dog
I have
or a
two
cat.
Birds.
Two birds, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they look up in the ceiling very
yes.
intently, and
yeah.
and you say to them, kitty cat, what are you looking at? And you know, there's spirits up there.
Yep.
What was really amazing, the place where I'm staying now, I got home. I had such a long day yesterday. I got in, flipped on the light inside the little foyer there. And sometimes the spirits will do this to me to let me know that they're there with me. They're so funny, because I flip on the light and then I turn around and it goes off.
Yep.
A couple of seconds. Then it goes on and then off and on and off. And I say, okay, guys, I know you're here. I get the
yeah.
message. I love you too. But...
But leave the light on, please. Yeah.
Yeah. And they did. They left the light on after that. It was really funny. I was so tired. Then my cat came out, and I had to ask him what was going on. He explained it to me. So anyway, it was fun. But
my question is, so I've been taking care of my partner, who has stage 4 cancer for
oh.
the past 6 months.
Oh.
And I also was laid off from my job.
Uh-huh.
And so now I'm looking to really get back in the job market to some degree.
Can I stop
sure.
you right there real quick?
Sure.
Be sure to give me your address or contact information. You can give
okay.
it off air if you like to Eric later.
Okay.
I have an angel bottle, a bottle of angel water, and I was just told by my guides to give you one for your partner.
Okay. Okay.
It prevents cancer. It can prevent cancer and reverse it. So.
Okay.
So
that's,
I'll give you
great.
A bottle. I'll give you a bottle.
Oh, thank you. That's very gracious. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I'm trying to ask Spirit, you know, what kind of job should I look for to have the balance to still take care of him? Because part of me says to just go back to what I was in. So I'm trying to look for some other avenues
of how
to do that.
What were you doing before?
Project management and telecommunications.
Well, here's something right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
In my building here is T-Mobile, and they're a big mobile company.
Yeah.
In Issaquah, you're probably, 10 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
They're getting me, I mean, the answer's just staring me in my face, they said. Check them out for a possible work that you could work from home to do
okay.
work that way. And then that way you wouldn't have to commute anywhere. And you could take care of your partner. That would be the best of both worlds. You'd want a good company that's financially stable, and I think T-Mobile is.
Yeah,
I have their service.
I do too.
You know, and you could just ask
work
them
right
about
okay.
that. That would be one way to do it right off the bat.
Okay.
The other way, there's other companies around here, but you want one with a big enough base. Who could help you with your kind of needs? And I'm getting that there's some good jobs out there to do that.
Okay.
You want to do more than just call or send a resume in, you want to go meet with the personnel manager.
Okay.
So go in and meet the HR, a human relations person at T-Mobile and maybe some other companies you identify. Do some research. They said do some research. But if you go in, you'll give yourself heads up above everybody else. The guides are telling me if you can go in and meet with somebody in person, that's always a better way. Because if you make a phone call or send somebody a letter, the letter can always sit in an inbox and they'll get to it when they get to it, or even an email. But if you're there sitting in someone's, you know, with someone, they'll see what a pleasant person you are, and they'll say, "Oh yeah, we like you, and we'd like to accommodate you in some way." So that's what I'm getting.
Okay.
Some way. And I don't look at it. And the other way, too, would be, well, there's two more ideas the spirits are giving me. Would be an internet-based business.
Okay.
I know people do it on eBay and sell all kinds of stuff, Craigslist. But for doing that, you'd have to drive around, I think, on that one. The other way would be to, you could have even a daycare, for that matter. A lot of people have daycares for caring for kids. That would require some capital. Of course, that's very different from what you've done before.
Right.
But you would be able to stay at home. You know, those are the things you'd be able to stay at home. So you want to look at those things. But there's a lot of ways, given the electronics, where you could work at home, like for a company like T-Mobile and maybe some other companies around here, that would allow you to be at home. You might even try the City of Bellevue. They're a large governmental employer here. And I get a feeling they may be very open to that kind of situation. I mean, or even the city of Seattle, for that matter. You could work for them and doing something and just say, "Hey, I've got a partner, and could you cut me a break and let me work from home?" A lot of people do it. I mean, and everybody knows what the freeway's like around here in rush hour, and they'll say, "Yeah, you can stay at home." It's more productive for people to stay at home and do their work than sit on some traffic jam somewhere.
Right. No, that's true. I didn't even think of that. Thank you, Spirit. Thanks for that.
My pleasure.
Because that just gave me an idea of the city. Do you see any, are there any special spirit guides that I can call into during this time?
Well, what about, you have some grandparents who passed on?
All of them.
Okay, they're all there. It's very crowded around you, actually.
Yeah, I bet it is.
They're very crowded. Now, what they say is that they give you messages all the time.
Okay.
But it's hard for you sometimes to listen, and it's not really your fault. It's the culture here in America, that in Western world, too, where people discount messages they get from the other side. They don't trust the messages they get.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of spirits on the other side, good spirits, who want to help their loved ones and friends who've passed on. And they give messages, but they get so frustrated because they're not listening, you know? I just reviewed a book for a Canadian psychic named Garnett Schultheiser. He was on my show a couple months ago. And he talks about talking to the other side like that, about the spirits, how they get real frustrated. But all of your grandparents are here. And if you'd like to contact your spirits, send me an email. I can give you some techniques how to do that. You basically want to quiet your mind in meditation. If you use drugs or alcohol, it can definitely affect that reception. It's a little bit like trying to listen to a radio station. And if you have alcohol, that can interfere that signal, so it gets fuzzy. Also, too, if you use a lot of drugs or alcohol, it can literally crack the aura around you and create cracks in your aura, so that negative entities and spirits can come in and affect your personality. Ever heard the expression with someone? Let's say they're a married couple, and the husband, for example, as an example, gets very maybe completely different when he starts drinking. He's not a very nice person. And his wife may say, "Oh, he's just such a nice guy, except when he's drinking, and then he gets awful." Well, the Native Americans have a spiritual view of that, and that their spiritual view is that, sure, when you drink a lot to excess, I'm not talking a little bit, but a lot of alcohol, and you get really drunk, what happens is that it opens up the cracks in your aura so that negative entities come in. They vicariously live off that energy in you. So you become a different person. So that's just, I'm not picking up any problems with respect to that with you, but I'm just saying, if you do, for people listening, if you would do want to contact the other side, it's good just to keep your mind clean. And it's also good to be in a good mood. Because if you're positive, the spirits like being positive. Lack attracts like. And if you're really negative, you're going to get some negative entities in. But if you're positive, you'll get positive entities in too.
So, do you know of any sweat lodges around in this area that would be Lakota style?
You know, that's a good question. I
moved here from New York, and I've never been able to find one for Lakota. And I used to have a circle I used to go to back in Connecticut, New York.
Okay.
And it was traditional Lakota.
Okay.
And it was very good. It was
okay.
A very good sweat lodge.
Okay.
But I have not been able to find one in the 9 years I've lived here.
Well, I'll give you one now. I know about this. It's Evergreen State College in Olympia. They do have a sweat lodge there. I don't know about the specifics or when it's open or anything, but I do know of that. If you can, send me an email or give me your email, then I could do some research and find out. But that's the one I do know about, and it was made with Nisqually Indian Tribe. I think it was made with Native help.
Okay.
So, that would be definitely one worth looking into.
Okay. Anything else from Spirit that I need to know at this juncture, it seems?
No, but they want you to check back with me maybe in a week, a couple
okay.
days, and I'll be happy to give you a follow-up on it.
Okay.
They want you to check out the City of Bellevue, City of Seattle, check out T-Mobile as a possible company to work for, given your technical background. And when you do this, just don't send the application in by mail. You want to go in and see the person directly. That'll give you they'll like you. They're saying they'll like you, and you'll do better that way. Then they'll remember you.
Go see them directly. Okay.
Yeah. And then if you could just make a small whatever donation you like.
Yeah, your donation. That's fine.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I think that's a great cause.
Okay. Wonderful. You can send a PayPal to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can go to their website, www.emotopeaceproject.net, or you can just send me a check, whatever you want, to Ted Marr, 1347 Deer Brush Drive, Southeast Olympia, 98513. 100% of all monies collected today will go directly to the Angel Water Project.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Cynthia.
Thank you so much.
All right,
thanks.
My friend. All right. Next, we'll go to Ben in Seattle, followed by Renee, and then Marie in Snohomish. Our phone number here for a free reading is area code 425-373-5527. Our toll-free number in Western Washington is 1-888-298-5569. And for those it's more convenient, you can always send me an email. I'll be happy to follow up with you later after the show at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. But anyway, Ben, hi, welcome to the program.
Hey.
Hi. How are you today?
Hi. I'm doing good. I have a couple questions about relatives that have passed away.
All right.
Here's just the first one. My grandmother passed away 2 years ago, and we're really missing her. She was a big part of our family. She was always there for us.
She's around you all the time, and she's never left yet. She's never left. She's still there.
Really good
to know. Not to worry. Not to worry,
Ben. We're just wondering if she has anything to say to us.
Well, she loves you dearly. She says that you don't feel like she's gone, because actually she says that we're souls inhabiting physical bodies rather than physical bodies inhabiting our souls. In other words, even though her physical body is gone, her soul is very much still alive. And I can teach you some techniques, if you like, for talking to her. First thing in the morning or last thing at night, when you're in a quiet area, Ben, meditate. And just meditate to yourself. Try to quiet your mind. Visualize your grandmother. And then first thing is that the spirits love this on the other side. And send her lots of love and light. They love. They really do. And they feed off that angelic love that you send, because you see we all have the spark of God or the spark of Creator within all of us, and when you can tie into that, you can really help them out and help yourself out too. But once you do that, then just meditate quietly and send them a question mentally. Now they'll answer you if they're not busy they'll either answer you immediately or just right after your question. Don't second guess yourself. It used to be years ago, when I first started on this spiritual journey 21 years ago, I would sometimes second-guess myself. And second-guessing yourself doesn't do any good, and furthermore, you get wrong answers, because it's the first answer that's always the correct one. If you second-guess yourself and start to analyze things in a logical third-dimensional way, you get everything all messed up, and you don't get the right answer that you want. But she's around you. Have you dreamt about her, by the way? Has she come to you in your dreams at all?
Not really, but my mom, definitely, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that's how it's easiest for spirits to visit you. There's three stages of consciousness. There's beta, alpha, and theta. Theta is very, very deep sleep. Alpha is when you're awake, where you and I are both in the alpha state now. And beta is where you've gone into a deep sleep theta, and you're just waking up. And that's when you go into the alpha state. In the alpha state, it's easiest for the spirits to come in and visit you. Often, this will happen with me early in the morning. I'll have a deep sleep until maybe about 5-4 in the morning, and then I'll know I'll just kind of in a twilight zone. That's when you get your visits from dreams. I travel all the time in my dreams. Actually, about 2 weeks ago, when I was down at Mount Shasta at a UFO conference, I was visited one night and taken by my spirit guides to a city called Telos, T-E-L-O-S. It's the Lemurian city underneath Mount Shasta. And they showed me this beautiful white city. It was set within like a bunch of mountains, and around the mountains were all these beautiful evergreen trees. But it was in another dimension, and it was entirely populated by Lemurians who had escaped the destruction of Atlantis and Lemuria about, I think it was about 12,000 years ago, roughly. But they come out every once in a while. But that's what makes Mount Shasta such a spiritual place, is because the distance, the veils between the third dimension where we are and the fifth dimension and higher dimensions where they are is very, very thin. And you can gain access to those higher dimensions very easily.
Wow.
Your grandmother gives your mom messages all the time, by the way. And does your mom know what's going on? Does she remember her dreams, Ben?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, your grandmother...
It's mom. Mom, yes, I do.
All right. Well, hi there. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Your grandmother's coming in, and she wants you to share the messages and the dreams that you get from her, because it's not only meant for you, but it's meant for your entire family, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. Usually when I dream about her, it's really more like it's just an everyday setting. It's almost like not a dream. It's almost like waking up and eating breakfast with her, and
yeah,
it's very comfortable when I dream about her.
Oh yeah, yeah. Travel. Everyone travels in their dreams to another dimension. So I just want to let you know that's definitely part of it. And so it's not your imagination. You are in fact traveling into another dimension, if you will, with your grandmother, and she's having some very nice visits with you, by the way.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, and that dimension, the physicality of the fifth dimension is different from the physicality of the third, but it doesn't mean it's just as real as this dimension is here.
That's very reassuring, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as I'm saying this, the studio has lit up again. We have a lot of beautiful white angelic light around us here.
Well, that would be my mom, I tell you.
Yes.
She was an amazing woman.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got one more quick question for you.
Sure.
I've had some relatives who've also passed away in the last couple of years. I'm just wondering if they have anything to say.
Well, they're all part of your spirit family. They love you so much. I'm getting a couple things we probably should discuss off air. Be better. So if you can send me your email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, I'd like to follow it up with kind of a free private reading afterwards.
Okay.
Some of the things I feel better about, I maintain people's privacy, and I just as soon tell them off air. So.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. And the only thing I ask is just make a donation, whatever you like, to the Modal Peace Project.
Sounds great.
Okay. You can go to their website at www.emotopeaceproject.net, or you can simply use PayPal and send something to my radio website at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can send a check to me, Ted Marr, M-A-H-R, at 1347 Deerbrush Drive, Southeast Olympia, Washington, 98513. Okay, thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to Renee next, and then followed by Marie. Renee, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, welcome to the
Hi.
Program.
Thank you. I had a reading from somebody a while ago, and what he said about my grandmother was she wanted to know, let me know how real it is over there on the other side. That was one of her messages. I just thought I'd share that.
Oh, how?
It's just how real it is. You know, we think it's some kind of a, maybe some people think it's just vast space and nothingness or ethereal or something, but she says it's real.
Well, it is real, and what a fascinating comment. I want to share with you this new book that I just reviewed for this Canadian author, Garnet Schulheiser. It's called Dance of Heavenly Bliss. The book and my introduction will be published in January 2016 by Ozark Mountain Press in Arkansas. And he writes, I want to share this with you, the earth is like a school where each of us are often presented with daily challenges and opportunities to learn. He writes that we are all eternal souls whose natural home is the spirit world, a wonderful place filled with peace and joy, and we will return there after our physical bodies die. We were created by the Source, a.k.a. God, as an individual aspect of the Source, and we are ultimately connected to each other and everything else in the universe. We are beings of energy that spin out from the Source, or God, like sparks of light from the central sun. We incarnated as humans to this planet by our own choice. Notice made us come to Earth to learn and experience things which do not exist on the spirit side, so we can grow and evolve as souls. And prior to incarnating into this existence, each of us prepared a life plan that set out the significant details and events of our lives. But we also have free will to act and make decisions during our lifetime on this planet. As Garnet notes, we can incarnate in Earth over and over again until we're satisfied we've evolved to the extent necessary to graduate from this school. The other side is as real as this side is here. And one of the things that I've been so blessed and I feel so honored is that during the last year, I've been in touch with many wonderful and incredible spirits, including Professor Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Michel de Nostradamus, Leonardo da Vinci, Dr. Masaru Emoto, and last month I was able to reach Nikola Tesla. Now, communicating with these wonderful spirits on the other side is a little bit like calling someone on the telephone. If they've got the time and they want to communicate, they'll certainly communicate with you. But they're busy too. But their reality is just as real as this one. If you have a chance, if you'd like to see what this other reality's like, if you come down to the UFO event that I'm having at James Gillian's Ranch a week from today at Trout Lake, Washington, it's one of two energy vortexes on the West Coast. There's the other ones at Mount Shasta. But the one at the south side of Mount Adams, when you're there at night, you can see UFOs, the lights of UFOs actually going in and out of the south side of Mount Adams, and they're going into the inner Earth. There's a whole civilization underneath people from Lemuria who escaped the destruction of their civilization and Atlantis about 12,500 years ago, and they established underground cities. Now, they don't really like to be up on the surface interacting with a lot of people simply because so much people are negative and they're afraid they may be hurt. So they're underneath the Earth. They've lived there for many thousands of years. But you see their spacecraft coming going there at night. Every time I've been down there three times the last couple of months, I've seen this lights of the ships going in and out. I've also seen ships powering up on top of his ranch. I've seen orbs sent from the ships come down to do healing. I've been at a special little hill where there's trees there established by, I'm told, by Lemurians, where the trees actually talk to you. So if you want to experience the other side, that's a very easy place to do it. You can also experience the other side in a dream state. And the dreams that you do have are often very powerful because they're portals to the other side, to spirits, to loved ones, to God, if you will, with messages. And one thing I have to tell you, too, the messages that you get from the other side, from the fifth dimension, are 100% true. In this dimension, in the third dimension, the spirits from the fifth dimension often joke about how, you know, humans on this side of the third dimension often may not tell you the full truth, or they'll lie to you, but from the fifth dimension, the spirits looking in can see that immediately whether you're telling the truth or not, because they're from their perspective, They only tell the truth, and they live in harmony and peace and love.
I like that. I've had dreams like that where I've had messages come through from people that are already passed that come through with a specific message.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And do you think you can sense when you're an old soul? You've been here many times.
Oh, absolutely. You've been here many, many times.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Yeah, you've been here a long time. I've been here a long time too.
Yeah.
I originally came from the Pleiades 52,000 years ago after a civil war, and they sent me here because I was, well, I was a bit of a rabble-rouser. so here I am. But I'm rabble-rousing now in a good way.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I want to tell you, too, one of the reasons why I like the Angel Water Project of the Emoto Peace Project is not only are they helping to save lives of these beautiful children in Fukushima, but also, too, the basis of Dr. Emoto's work was based upon love and gratitude. And this is encapsulated in the Emoto Peace Project, that if you teach kids the valuable lessons of love and gratitude between the ages of 3 and 12, by the time they're adults, they're not going to be interested in going off to crazy Middle Eastern wars sponsored by our military for 50 years. I mean, why are we still in the Middle East? This is ridiculous. I think they're going to be wanting instead to create a far more happy and harmonious planet. And that's why I like their work so much. And I think they're leading the way to a far better, brighter, and happier future for our planet. I've been in touch with Michel de Nostradamus now for almost the past year now. And he said that the timeline has changed. It changed about 4 or 5 years ago from one timeline where we were on a path toward destruction and a lot of problems, to a truly beautiful and harmonious planet. And it's happening. The light forces are winning. The negative forces are retreating. And as President Kennedy has told me, he said that when he was assassinated back on November 22nd, 1963, there was a time in the early 60s and the late 50s where society could have really propelled into a beautiful golden age, but it didn't because there were negative dark forces at the time that held everybody back. Well, after his murder in 63, we ended up in the Vietnam War, which was, in my opinion, a complete waste of time. And we've kind of, the country, the United States still has the ability to become a beautiful country, but its image has been tarnished by all these crazy wars that we get into that people don't really want to go into. We have some very negative elements here, but there's also a lot of good people here too, and most of the people in this country want peace and harmony. They don't want war. They don't want conflict. And the light forces are winning out. And I know that for ourselves later and our children and our children's children, they'll have a very, very bright and happy future. And it'll be based upon love and gratitude and harmony. And I know that's coming. I can see into the future. I do a lot of remote viewing.
It's a great vision. I hope it really does happen sooner rather than later.
It's happening now,
yeah.
And the first thing you have to do is to, and this is funny, I can't remember who told me this years ago, but kill your TV set, kill your television set, because all it's negative. I mean, I watched a little bit of Fox News the other day, and I mean, it's okay. I mean, their news reporting's all right, but it's often so negative, and I think in the other channels especially. You know, I mean, if you're into car crashes and the latest diseases and plagues and economic disaster and this and that and floods and listen to all this garbage, you could get really depressed. But if you sit back, there's no media channel right now that focuses on good news. Nothing. That's one of the reasons why I'm starting my new television program February 14th. It's going to be based on love and harmony and gratitude.
Will it be on the internet, or where will it be?
It'll initially be on the internet. We have financial backing from a spiritual fellow in Vancouver, British Columbia, and we've got to talk to him about a studio. There is one studio available to us, but things are moving very rapidly on that, and it will happen. So it'll be like Gaim TV, which was an offshoot of Coast to Coast, but it'll be very positively based. It'll be a 2-hour show. And it'll focus in on positive news. There's a lot of good things going on out there.
Great.
Yeah, a lot of really good things. And people are waking up, too. So,
yes.
Absolutely.
Great. That's great.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
And thank you so much for calling in. And whatever you want to donate to Emoto Peace Project would be greatly appreciated.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my friend. All right. Well, that was Denise. And then we have Marie next, and then Denise and Renton calling in. Marie, hi. How are you doing today?
Hi, Ted.
Hi there.
I'm doing well, and thank you for spelling your last name. It's M-A-H-R. Is that correct?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It's Ted and then M-A-H-R.
Okay, because I'm going to send you a donation by mail.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
I wanted to make sure. I thought it was M-A-R-R-S, but I got that wrong. But thank you very much for doing this today. And I have a question about a friendship that I have. And I'm not sure that if I should let it go and just move on, just lovingly move on, but... I was just wondering, this is a lady that's about 20 years older than me, and her first, the letter of her first name is A, and I was just wondering if that, she's just no longer, you know, wanting to be around me. I don't know if it was a control issue or whatever.
She has some own personal issues going on in her life. Eventually you guys will be close friends again. And she'll apologize for distancing herself. The message I'm getting is not to let her go, but send her lots of love and light.
Okay.
Has she had some conflicts within her own family recently? Is that it?
It's hard to say. They really don't. In the culture that she grew up in, mm-hmm. They're all, you know, very openly expressive and hug each other,
okay,
and things like that. But there's always these undercurrents that I didn't understand culturally, and I'm just wondering if I'm just not a good match for that cultural aspect of not dealing with issues directly.
Well,
and I don't want to upset the apple cart. Maybe I'm just a different kind of a person.
No, it's nothing personal. That's what I'm getting. It's just some old internal issues that she's having within herself. And again, not to say that she's a difficult person, but when people are having problems like that, the very best thing you can do is to send them lots of love and light. And does she have any health issues at all, or is it?
No. In this arranged, in the culture, you know, once you get accepted, they pretty much want to control you, I think.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I like to do things out of my heart. And I've done a number of huge things for this individual for the things that she does for others, but I've never been really, you know, personally thanked. And they were pretty outstanding things. And I just think that maybe she doesn't want me around, or I'm getting too much attention, or just something's not quite right. And I can't put my finger on it, but I don't want to be negative about it, but there's something that I don't know if there's a jealousy factor, or I just don't fit in with the cultural community, because mm-hmm. I'm not really a part of it. I never was born into it, nor am I a, you know, genetically part of it.
Sure. I think I can get your answers for you. They're telling me I would need a little bit more meditation, and let me just send me an email for contact information. We could follow up in a couple days to to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com and just reference our call here.
Okay.
Sometimes it takes me a little longer to dig down to get the real answers, but in the meantime, I would just send her lots of love and light. That's one of the best things you can do. You can also ask for help from the Galactic Alliance by doing what's called the HUE.
I learned that from your station.
Right. Just do it for about 10 to 15 minutes a night.
15 minutes a night.
And send some nice love and light to her. And say whatever's going on with her, ask them, the Galactic Alliance, to help her.
Okay.
Now, spiritually, they're between 30 to 50,000 years ahead of us here on the planet. So they're quite advanced. And they definitely can come in to help you.
Okay.
And whatever negativity there is, their power is far stronger than anything else, and so is God's power, for that matter. I mean, they can cut through the white light and help her out. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, the other question I had was, I took over managing some chickens and ducks.
OK. Okay.
And I just was wondering, what is this connection I have with chickens? And what am I supposed to learn from them?
Well, there's a couple things that came off the bat. One thing is that there's God within all of us, including chickens and ducks, for one thing, and they do need your love. Do you eat meat, by the way? Do you eat chickens?
Oh, yeah, I do eat meat.
Okay.
But I just, I don't, I guess I haven't got that conscious. I have a type O blood, and I eat, have a lot of protein in because of my ancient ancestry, but maybe I don't know. I don't have really a guilt about it, but I do it respectfully.
Okay.
Like even if a chicken dies or something, I am very respectful.
There's a lesson here for you to honor and love all life, regardless whether it's human, non-human, whatever, and that includes chickens. There's a lesson there for taking care of these animals. Let me meditate a little bit and just send me an email. Okay, let's get in contact.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you very much, Ted.
Okay.
And I'll send you a donation. I'm glad you gave us the mail address, because I'm not really good at the other stuff.
Okay, all right, good. And
Thank you.
Do you have the 1347 Deerbrush?
Deerbrush drives southeast. I had to hear it three times at Olympia, Washington, 98513.
That's right. And your donation, just make the check out to my name. I will give 100% of everything that comes in today to the Emoto Pair Project for the Angel Water.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. And now we have Denise from Renton on the line. And for those who'd like to call in, our phone number here at the studio is 425-373-5527. And my email address, if you want to send me an email, I can get back to you later, is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And I will be at the Crystal Voyage tomorrow in Tacoma if you'd like to stop by. Again, readings there will be donations for the Emoto Peace Project. So whatever you can pay, I'd be happy to help you. Hello, Denise. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure, my friend.
I'm wondering about the stock market volatility and U.S. dollar. What do you see happening there?
Long term or short term? Medium term?
Both.
Okay. Well, the system, this is interesting. I haven't had a question like this. I used to watch the investments like a hawk years ago. And it's not that I don't care anymore. It's just that I know the system itself is not the best system and not the most beneficial system for humanity, where there's a lot of wealth inequities, where there's a class in this country, in the United States especially, where it's getting very, very rich. And so many people are becoming so much more poor. There's a schism, and the middle class has slowly been chipped away all these decades. As far as the U.S. dollar goes, it's considered, of course, a fiat currency, and eventually I believe it's going to, if you want my honest opinion, long term it's going to collapse. But I think in place of that, in advanced human civilizations outside of this earth, people don't even use money because all their needs are taken care of, basically. There was a gentleman named Valiant Thor, I don't know if you've heard this on my station or not, who visited President Eisenhower in 1957, and he was from the Galactic Alliance, and he offered spiritual advancement to President Eisenhower and Vice President Nixon in exchange for us getting rid of our nuclear weapons. And in addition to that, he said that he could help the United States and the planet completely eliminate poverty and completely eliminate all disease. So basically money by extension would not be a factor used anymore. Now it's difficult for someone like you or me growing up in on this planet now and think that, well, how could people possibly live without money because we've had it for so long on this planet? But I think long term the US dollar is headed for a dramatic downfall. I think it's being propped up now by our Federal Reserve. As far as the stock market goes, I'm looking for went down recently, didn't it?
Oh yeah, it's down again today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was down over 12%, and
okay.
And then it popped up, and now it's down again.
Well, if I was short term, I look for it to go down quite a bit further into October. Traditionally, the cycles for the stock market corrections usually happen in September, especially October, of course, and October 1929, that was the infamous stock market crash here in the United States. But a lot of people made a lot of money off that by buying puts and going down. If you have a large stock market portfolio, I would recommend getting some shorts or stock option puts on the market. Don't put a lot of money into it, but just put it for insurance, so that if you do have a large stock market portfolio, this would be in protection against it.
But do you see it coming back up later?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you see the market coming back up longer term?
I do, but I don't see it coming up until after the shakeout, because this is the fall, and it's something psychologically, people have a great summer. The weather gets colder, people dig in, and it's funny, but the mark stock, if the stock market's going to correct down, it'll do it in the fall, and especially in October.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And can I ask you, what do you see for me romantically?
Actually, there's a very nice man waiting out there for you, but I don't think you've met him yet. Is there anyone in your life right now?
You know, I was dating a guy last year, but he kind of disappeared, so I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Okay. He had some other personal issues going on that he didn't tell you about.
The guy last year?
Yeah, the guy last year.
Yeah, but is he coming back? Or?
He will contact you within 2 months, I just got. And he'll say that he's been traveling, and that's what I got now. But even if he was traveling, my first question to him, after he will come back in your life, by the way, the first question to him is say, where have you been? I mean, you know my phone number. Even
his mom's been sick.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, have you thought about reaching out to him to see how he's doing? Or
yeah, he returns a text, but he won't talk about being together. He's in another state.
Oh, okay. So, all right.
But all he's right. Not the right one, you don't think? You think he's a different person coming for me?
I see somebody else for you, too. And there was a reason why he distanced himself from you. My spirit guide said that he had to step away for you to meet this other man. It'll be within 2 months. They want you to get out and socialize. Where do you live, by the way?
In Renton.
Okay, well, that's a nice area. Try to go out to meetup groups. That's a good way to meet people. If you join some civic clubs, that would be another way to get to circulate. What kind of work do you do, Denise?
I do financial advice.
Okay, all right. Are you able to meet quite a few people during?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I actually am. But the guy that in 2 months there's going to be a new guy and an old guy both coming through.
There's going to be a new guy coming in who within 2 months he'll be much nicer than the other fellow.
Uh-huh.
And the old fellow that you knew last year, he'll come back into your life, but it'll be more like a friendship.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm getting. And it's nice to have friends, you know?
<Yeah. laughs>
Life would be lonely without friends.
Definitely.
So I wouldn't cut them off completely. Everyone has something to offer, I think, in your life. And
definitely.
And you have to remember, too, that we're all sparks of the Supreme Being, all sparks of the Creator. So that, and you kind of, it's really important, too, to try to put yourself into his shoes.
Mm-hmm.
If you said he's been dealing with a sick relative, is
his
that
mom?
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think he's made that first priority. She put so much energy into him when he was growing up that he feels an obligation to be with her and help her out. And fairly or unfairly, he looks at as a relationship with you as taking time away from his primary obligation, which is to take care of his mom.
Right. And I totally respect him for that.
That's what I'm getting. So nothing, again, it's nothing personal, but that's what he's made of a priority. And again, you're going to be getting somebody wonderful in your life within 2 months. So keep open, be happy, be positive. Don't get negative because that'll shut off things for you.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you very much. I'll make a donation.
Oh, well, thank you. Do you need my email address or mailing address?
Yeah, go ahead and give me your email address.
Sure. It's out of this world. 1150@gmail.com.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Denise. Uh-huh. Well, anyway, thank you so much for everyone for calling in today. Next week, I'll be at James Gillian's UFO Ranch in Trout Lake, Washington. And if you'd like to come, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. It should be a fascinating time there. And I just want to thank everyone for tuning in today. We're supported by donations and sponsors. And if you'd like to help donate to the show, please just go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. With your help, I know we can make a planet that's far brighter and happier than it is today. And I just want to thank you so much for all listening. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.